Another killing now, the new details about that Facebook killer who sparked a national manhunt before he killed himself when cornered by police. ABC's Alex Perez is on the scene in Erie, Pennsylvania. And Alex, the showdown unfolded after a quick-thinking McDonald's worker spotted the killer in her drive-thru.
Yeah, good morning, George. That's right. The beginning of the end for Steve Stevens started right here at this McDonald's when he pulled up to that drive-through window. An employee there immediately knew it was him.
This morning, the 46-hour nationwide manhunt for the so-called Facebook killer is over. Steve Stevens killing himself after a dramatic police chase.
Looks like there's one guy down in the white car.
Now, the woman at the center of his deadly rampage is coming out of the shadows.
Can you say Joy Lane?
Joy Lane, the ex-girlfriend Steven says helped motivate his random execution-style murder of 74-year-old Robert Godwin, speaking exclusively to Cleveland Fox Station WJW Tuesday.
The hashtags Joy Lane massacre, I don't know if I know how to be Joy Lane anymore. I don't know how to pick up all the pieces of my world at the moment.
Lane says she spoke to Stevens the night before the murder. He told her he'd quit his job and was moving out of state. After seeing the horrific video, she tried calling him, but he wouldn't answer.
I've got a lot of negative comments. I've been told that I'm the one who should have died. He should have killed me.
On the run since Easter Sunday, Stevens was finally cornered 100 miles from Cleveland in Erie, Pennsylvania, Tuesday. Police closing in on him about 11:10 a.m. Employees at this McDonald's say he pulled up to the drive-thru ordering 20 chicken McNuggets and fries.
The drive-thru employee that was working at the time recognized him.
That worker immediately calling 911 while others stalled.
Basically just told him it was going to be a minute for his fries. He was a little nerved up, a little agitated, and didn't want to wait. Said he had to go.
Stevens takes off. Within 30 seconds, police in hot pursuit. The surveillance video capturing the chase before police eventually ram his car, bringing him to a stop.
The vehicles surrounded the white Ford Focus, at which time Mr. Stevens took his own life.
And that McDonald's employee, besides recognizing his face, also noticed the white car and noticed that it had Ohio tags. And that's when she knew he was right in front of her. Robin, guys.
Such quick thinking by her. Is there any word on if that employee will receive the reward money?
Yeah, absolutely. Quick thinking by her part there, Robin. And authorities say, you know, the distribution of those funds is a whole process. And at this point, they just don't know yet who's going to get that money.
A lot of people are saying she deserves that money. All right, Alex, thanks so much.
I believe she does, Robin.